I'd like to think it's an unfortunate clash, and we'd get the feedback as well about if it does worry racegoers. 13:53:53. Adam Pengelly in the Sydney Morning Herald this morning penning an article regarding a potential clash between Caulfield Cup Day in Melbourne and Everest Day in Sydney. G'day, Adam.
Morning, TK. How are you, mate?
Yeah, unfortunate.
It is, and just let me preface it by saying there's obviously a lot of water to go under the bridge yet, because we're talking about 2019, so not later this year, but it's virtually just a quirk in the calendar, just because the October Labor Day long weekend next year in 2019 is going to be a little bit later than usual, and obviously Melbourne Cup Day comes gradually forward each year under the current schedule. It basically means if they want to run the Everest 2 weeks after sort of that NRL Grand Final weekend, like they've sort of hinted they want to do, to try and get this concept up off the ground, it means it's going to clash with Caulfield Cup Day in 2019. So the thing that I wrote in the story today is that it's been spoken about internally by a lot of racing administrators up here in New South Wales. Victorian racing administrators are aware of the potential clash as well at this stage. So they're going to try and sit down probably later this year, I'd say. There's still, as I mentioned, there's still a lot of water going under the bridge and discuss it. But if no one budges, it's going to happen, TK. Everest Day can be run on the same day as Caulfield Cup. And we know that last year, there was a little bit of angst about the Everest being running on the same day as the Caulfield Guineas.
Yep.
The result was we had an absolutely super day of racing, didn't we? But whether the reception is as good for the Everest clashing with obviously one of Australia's biggest races in the Caulfield Cup, I'm not too sure. But watch this space. It's going to be a very interesting story as the year progresses.
See, why is it a negative?
See, my personal point of view is it's not a great probably concern for me at this stage, because you think you can't be in two places at one time.
No.
You can only go to one meeting, and if you go to one meeting, you can enjoy the other one on, you know, all the closed circuit TVs or at home in your lounge room and just have a bigger day.
Turnover would be boosted,
yeah,
you would think.
But my attention span's fairly short, Adam.
Yeah, there's only one little query I have with that, guys, and I do agree with you by saying it'd be an absolutely enormous day of racing. The only little concern is we're going to try and find 30 top-line elite jockeys to be spread across those two meetings at Caulfield and at Randwick for those feature races. The Caulfield Cup obviously has a capacity field of 18. The Everest has 12. Whether we are diluting the jockeys' chance to try and win a couple of the really big money races in Australia each year, well, maybe we are, but I don't think there's as many negatives about this potential clash as what some people will make out. It's just going to be a really little quirk in the scheduling, and, obviously it's one that needs to be figured out later this year.
Yeah. I mean, the negative is, from a marketing point of view, is that for column inches, for radio time, airspace, and for TV time, you know, there's only so much available for the world of racing to the general public, and it would maybe be split between Caulfield Cup and Everest as well.
Mm-hmm. The other thing to consider as well, TK, is that the Everest... People have been spoken about having this race under lights at Randwick on a Friday night. Now, my understanding is that the ACC and Racing New South Wales have done a fair bit of modelling to see where that's potentially the case. But just given the success of last year, crowd of, 33,000?
Yeah.
Turnover was absolutely astronomical on a Saturday. Saturday is the biggest punting day of the week. I think they're a little bit hesitant about sort of pursuing that now, just given how successful the Everest was in its inaugural running on a Saturday. And the other thing to take into consideration is that I've been told that the cost of installing lights at Randwick, not just for the course proper, but for the Kensington track and for safety areas all around the Randwick precinct, is just a lot more than what they thought it was going to be, basically. And they sort of suggest it might be a little bit cost prohibitive. So I don't think the Everest will be moving from a Saturday time slot anytime soon.
Mm. Now, the championships, it's always been wondered whether they would attract the type of international fields that the Spring Carnival does. And it looks like the nominations are in, Adam. We just have to get the horses here now.
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy. There's obviously a few weeks to go before we get confirmation of which international horses have come down. But one of the biggest criticisms of the championships in the first few years has probably been the lack of international runners that come out to Australia. I know when they launched, they said this is going to be a truly global event. We'll get horses coming from over the world. And it hasn't quite really transpired like that. And I must admit, I've probably been one of the biggest critics to say, well, where are all these international horses we've got? We've built a quarantine centre at Canterbury. But having said that, this year the nominations are really, really healthy from overseas. But 41 international nominations in total, 26 from Japan, which was really astounding to me. Aidan O'Brien's obviously entered 5 horses, a few for the Doncaster and TJ Smith. Whether they actually come down and travel to Sydney is remaining to be seen. But the initial indications are that we're probably going to have a few international horses in championships this year. If we can get four or five, I think that's going to be a really good result. And just add something a little bit different to the two-day carnival.
I don't even think you want too many, to tell you the honest truth. But, yeah, I'd love to see a European and a Japanese raider. And it's the same sort of thing for the Everest. You know, it was an outrageous success without a international runner. I won't claim Brave Smash is an international runner. But, you know, obviously our quarantine restrictions are very, very, very tight. I'd say the tightest in the world in this country, quite clearly, with trying to protect our own thoroughbreds. So it's a bit of an issue. But, yeah, let's hope they come and just add that extra sort of spice. Karen McAvoy has jumped on Longleaf.
Yeah, this Blue Diamond picture's just starting to take a little bit more shape, TK, with the top two in betting with tabs.com.au. Now got confirmed riders. Karen McAvoy is going to ride the unbeaten Longleaf. He's been super impressive winning his three starts so far. And Craig Williams has sort of been hanging in the balance a little bit, so to speak. And he's picked up the ride on Kinky Boom, who was very impressive winning that English two-year-old race. So those top two in the market have got their riders locked in now for the Blue Diamond in a fortnight's time. And it's shaping up to be a really good group one to kickstart the two-year-old season.
Somber news here with Miss Vista being put down.
Yeah, really sad, Jimmy, wasn't it? Yesterday, news filtered through that she had to be put down after some irreparable feet issues. She's obviously been struggling with that issue, and apparently she's been in a lot of pain and agony. And unfortunately, had to put her down. And punters out there will remember her as sort of a bit of a cult hero. I know she had about 10 or 11 starts. She won four or five of those because she's a horse with that really baldy face, an unmistakable baldy face. And she's amazing to look at. You see some photos of her. She's absolutely incredible. But unfortunately, our connections have decided to put her down after struggling with some really bad feet issues.
Yeah, and that's after like Apache Cat, who had that the markings as well, and that big white face there of Miss Vista. Thanks so much for that, Adam. We'll wait for that to unfold a bit more.
Thanks, guys. I'll speak to you soon.